Okay, let me tell you a little bit about how to do a proper presentation, how to get into that home and really be the best that you can be, not only for yourself, but for the people that are listening to you, so they can appreciate the great products you're about to show them, that they can appreciate the great benefits that they're going to receive through the products to give them better health, more convenience, products that save them money and promote health. One of the things is, let's assume now that you have this presentation and you're into the home. You know, at first, probably most of your presentations in the beginning, first month or two, most of them are going to be your friends and relatives. And the great reason for that is that you have people that are willing to listen to you, that trust you, you trust their opinion. And basically, they're going to be giving you their opinion of the products, of how you're doing. They're going to be more patient with you when you're showing them the products, getting your experience. I know myself, when I first started in the business, I was calling up Ken, and I said, "Ken, listen, just started in this new business. I'm doing it part-time. Actually, I'm hoping that I'll be full-time someday. But right now, I got to start off, and I need some on-the-job training, and I need some experience, and I want you to tell me what you think of the products and how I'm doing." And of course, being a good friend, he said, "Well, yeah, sure, come on over, and my wife and I will be home around 6 o'clock, and I went over there, and I started off my presentation. And one of the things I learned that very, very quickly in any presentation is when you get into the house. Now, of course, with a friend, it's a little bit different, but when you get into the house, when you go from showing friends to not showing friends, you're going to have to find a method of warming up. And the way you would warm up is find things to talk about. Now, depending on the person's personality will depend on how easy that is, but one of the things that I do, and I will tell you right now, if the things that you talk about, you have to be sincere about. If you're not going to be sincere, there's no sense talking about it because they'll see right through you. I know myself, if I saw a big fish on a wall with a plaque, I know that the person that caught that fish has got to be proud of it or they wouldn't have it on the wall. I know if I see a picture of a trip, they must have really enjoyed that trip and it shares a lot of great memories or they wouldn't have that picture on the wall. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to walk up to that big fish and I'm going to read that Ken Stevenson caught this fish in 1988 and he received a big award. And I'm going to say, "How'd you do that?" But you know what? I'm going to say it in a way that he knows that I'm really interested. Because if you're really interested and you feel it inside yourself, well, they're gonna feel it as well, and they're gonna want to talk about that experience. And the more experiences they can talk about, the more comfortable they become with you. I know I always ask, how long they've been working where they work, or how long have they been in the country? If you know that they've immigrated here, and what kind of work do they do, and do they like it? Don't they like it? So you're gonna find things that you can ask questions about. And nobody can tell you when to start a presentation. You'll learn just on your own to know that you got to get to that comfortable point where you think everybody's getting comfortable to start the demonstration. And that'll come in time through starting too early, starting too late. But eventually you'll get a feel for it. You'll ask a lot of questions and you'll get a sense of this is a good time. Now, a lot of people, what they do is when they start a presentation, they're going to be using the marketing questionnaire. I find that the marketing questionnaire is going to be your easiest method of getting people as well to feel more comfortable with you and giving the demonstration some direction. Now, when I do, again, get into the home, what I'm going to do is I'm going to say, the best place to show the products is really the kitchen table. There's something about a kitchen, it's cozier, it's more appropriate for the products that we sell. And I'm always going to make sure, if it's a married couple, first of all, that I'm sitting, let's say, elbow to elbow at the corner of a table with the wife and maybe the husband directly across from me. The reason I do that is I want to be able to shift my eyes from the wife and the husband without turning my head. So I can keep an eye on both people and see how they're reacting, how they're feeling about my presentation. and not have to move my head from side to side. And again, one of the things I do, if there's more than two people, I'm going to situate them around the table. So again, pulling my chair back. So again, I have a better view of people with moving my head as little as possible to be able to talk to everybody, if that's possible. The second best place would be the dining room, and the third would be the actual living room. Now, logically, if it's a group presentation, it might have to be in the living room only because of size alone. But that would be my preference: kitchen, dining room, and then the living room. So you're about to start your presentation. You take out your marketing survey. And in the marketing survey, if you look at the questions, these are questions that produce a yes answer. And the more you can get a person to say yes and agreeing with you, the more the presentation becomes more flowing, and the more agreement, of course, at the end of the presentation, hopefully you get the answer that you want, which is a yes again. You'll notice that the first question here, it says, do you believe that the worldwide pollution has had an adverse effect on our health? Well, of course, it's going to be a yes answer. And then you're going to go down and it's going to get to the number three. And it says, what is your water source of drinking and cooking right now? Tap, bottled, or filtered? Now, you're going to find that most people have a filter. And usually, in 95% of the cases, it's a Brita filter. So when I get to that question, I'm going to say, filtered, what type? Is it a Brita filter? Do you have, or what type of filter do you have? Now, again, most people have the Brita, and I'm going to say to them at that point, say, you know what? That is definitely a step in the right direction. And I'll tell you more about that as I go along. Or they might say they get bottled water. And what I'm going to say immediately, I'm going to say, how many bottles of water do you go through a week? Assuming that they have the big 5 gallon, the big jar type, or bottle type, I should say, the 5 gallon, I'm going to say, how many do you go through a week? 1, 2, or 3? Now, if they say 1, you know that 1 a week is $5 a week. So it's about $20 a month plus taxes. So you're looking at approximately $23 a month, or close to $300 a year that they're spending already on bottled water. Now, most people have a Brita filter, and they really should be changing their cartridge every 3 to 4 weeks. Even at that point, it's not that effective, but most people don't even change their cartridge for 3 months, and a cartridge is worth about $6 or $7. So I'm going to explain more about that as we go along. Now, when you look at the marketing questionnaire, you're going to see all sorts of questions that'll help you with your demonstration, such as, does anyone in your family suffer from allergies or asthma? Yes or no? Of course, knowing that answer, if they suffer from asthma or allergies, maybe one of our air filters are going to be of benefit for them. It's going to ask questions like, almost every occasion, social occasion revolves around eating and dining. Do you enjoy entertaining friends and relatives at home? Well, again, if they say yes to that, then they might be a perfect candidate to be purchasing some of our china and crystal. Do you think that dust mites, household cleaners, bug sprays, aerosols have a negative effect on your indoor air quality? Well, if they believe yes again, it could mean that they might be a perfect candidate for our air purifier. As well as question number 7, it says, when investing in a product, what influences your decision the most? Price, quality, service, or warranties? Well, what if a lot of people will say quality as number one, because I'll always ask, like, if you were to say number 1, 2, and 3, what would be number one? They might say quality, or they might say price. Well, you know that if they've said price is their number one and quality is number two, well, you're going to know that you're going to have to focus on why our price is so right for the quality that you're getting. Next question, it's going to ask, when shopping, do you usually use credit cards? Which ones do you most frequently use? Visa, MasterCard, Amex, etc. This is going to tell you they got a credit card. And this is important. I mean, usually when people have a credit card, that means they've established credit or they have good credit. Not in all cases, but in most cases. And the last question here, before asking about product, it says, one of the most important things in our lives is our family's health and lifestyle. if you saw some products that could enhance your family's health and well-being, how much could you invest each week without affecting your budget? $10 to $15 a week, $15 to $20, $20 to $25, $30 or more. Now, of course, they're going to check off one of them, and it's going to give you a range probably of where you should stay when it comes to affordability. Now, Carrico's unique product, question number 10 says, Carrico's unique product line was designed for a better health and elegant lifestyle. Which of these products will be most beneficial for you and your family? Number one, it says our revolutionary UltraTech healthy cooking system. This is where you can retain more vitamins and minerals in your food without burning, be able to use 5 minutes of heat for most vegetables, and it will last you a lifetime. So a high quality set of cookware or an advanced water filtration system. This is a water filter that blocks against bacteria, removes chemicals. We have the air purifier. We have a juice extractor. I'll tell you, if you want the fountain of youth, you really should juice. It helps develop a stronger immune system. Then we have the fine dining ensembles, which is your beautiful china, crystal, and flatware, or the state-of-the-art collection of cutlery, which is our butcher knives. Ask them which one of these products would be number one on their list, which would be number two, and which would be number three. And it's going to tell you which products to start on with first.